Good morning, good people. I'm Jessica Williams, and you are tuned in to Zeal Real, where we promote positive thinking to eliminate negative thinking, mixing some jazz, gospel, and R&B in between. We're going to start off this morning with My Portion by Jekyll and Carr, and I'll come back to some R&B. And, of course, a little bit later, we will have today's positive word, quote, and scripture of the day. You don't want to miss it, so I'll be back, y'all, right after this.
You never knew you would have felt. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, years of pain, it is not your portion. Failure, it is not your portion. Sickness, it is not your portion. Poverty, it is not your. You never knew you'd be broken. You never knew you'd cry the tears that you cried. You never knew you'd lose the things you've lost. But I heard his voice say, I have good news, I have good news. things being equal, I always put you first.
And you know I've been down for you for better and for worse.
All things being equal, boy, I've been more than cool.
So it seems only natural to expect the same from you.
Now I'm not trying to stop nothing, I like things drama free. But there won't be nothing to stop if you keep sweating me. Sometimes a girl just needs a space no different than her man. If I don't care to do to you, why can't you deal with it? Some you and some I, just some me time. Oh, oh, I need some she time, not some him and some her, just a little bit free time. Oh, I wanna run with my girls, hit the club, hit the mall,
get my nails and hair,
spend a day at the spa.
Boy, you ain't got
room, there ain't nothing going on. I need some me time, and that's all things be. You're not the only one.
If I wanted a role like that, I could have anyone I want.
All things being equal, I got a right to choose.
The only thing you need to know, my choice is always in
you. I'm not trying to flip on you or make a mess of things, but if I put my trust in you, then you should do the same. I'm not going anyplace, not going anywhere, so I ain't gotta be acting all. Just a little bit of
All right, y'all, that was Rob White. Summer Groovin' was the title of that song off of his album Let It Ride. So we letting it ride, Clyde, this morning. Next up is Still Here by the Williams Brothers. You know, we're so lucky to still be here. Not even lucky, we're blessed. It's a blessing to see another day. So if you haven't already told, you know, God, thank you for another day, I suggest, you know, just putting it out there, letting him know what you're thankful for. Be thankful for a few things, and he will make you ruler over many. So next up, give your thanks to God. If you know the song, sing along. If not, just listen to the words. This is a song that I used to hear back in the day in church that would have the whole church moving. So that is Still Here by the Williams Brothers.
I like that, y'all. Listen. Heartaches, I've had my share of heartaches, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble,
yeah.
But I'm still here. Bruises, I've taken my lumps and bruises, but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Listen,
through it all, I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Can anybody relate to that tonight?
I made it, yeah. I made it through. Another day's journey. God kept me here.
Now I know somebody can relate to what I'm about to say now. Lied on, many times I've been lied on,
yeah.
But I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Burdens, I had to bear so many burdens, but I'm still here, yes. Dark days, I've had my share of dark days, but I'm still here, yes I am. Disappointments, I've had so many disappointments, but I'm still here. Yeah, through it all,
I made it through another day's journey.
Woo.
God kept me here.
I don't know how you feel about it tonight, but I thank God that I'm still here.
I made it. God kept me here.
Let me tell you what it was, y'all. Listen.
Yeah.
It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today. He was always there, no matter what came my way. A very present help in my time of need. Standing right there just to see about me. His arms around me, it hasn't been easy, no. I made it,
God kept me
tonight. I made it. Well,
yes, I made it.
I'm still here. A lot of folks said that I wouldn't be here tonight, but I made it. By the grace of God, yo.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here. Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes, tossing and turning. Anybody ever had to lay awake all night long sometime?
I'm still here.
Tears in your eyes, wondering what the next day was gonna bring. But God kept it all around you. Yes, He did.
Yes,
you made it through your trials. You're still
I'm
here still tonight. Here. Come on and let me see those hands and hands tonight.
All right, y'all, that was Still Here by the Williams Brothers. Now, normally I share a devotion by Joyce Meyer, but which I still will share her devotion today. But right now I have a devotion, Tools for a Healthy Self-Esteem. And today's devotion is Bumps on the Road to Your Destiny. And I don't know about y'all, but there have been times I have felt like I've had some serious, you know, bumps in the road when it came to fulfilling my destiny. It seemed like it took me forever to graduate from Savannah State at one point. I felt, you know, my self-esteem had dropped. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. There were times that I felt less than because I'm like, man, I work hard too. I work. At the time, I was trying to make sure my mom was good when she was in and out of the hospital. I was thinking that, you know, I would have been rewarded a little bit better. But, you know, y'all, we can't limit God and tell Him what to reward us and how to do things and when to lead us somewhere. He knows when it's the best time. And see, at the time when I was steady trying to get back in school and I was constantly denied approval of getting back in school, it made me feel even more less than, because I'm like, man, am I ever going to get back in school? Am I ever going to graduate? Am I ever going to finish getting my higher education? Like, what is going on? I had known people, football players, that seemed as though they had been given all kinds of leeway because they were on the football team. And I'm like, do they not understand what I went through? You know, I felt like no one understood. So I know what it feels like to be trying your best to fulfill your destiny, and it seems as though nothing's happening, nothing's working out. You may not be getting the feedback you want. You may not be getting the money you want. You may not be getting the guidance that you want. God may just be saying, you know, continue to work and be still. You may not see what you want to see right now. So let's see what this devotion has to say about bumps on the road to your destiny. Journeys are never quite like you planned them. A few years ago, I had the privilege of traveling through Israel with friends from the International Church of Las Vegas. The trip was amazing, but it had a few bumps along the road. One day, our tour leader told us we were going to see Bethlehem. Wow, that's the birthplace of Jesus. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? It wasn't. We couldn't enter the city because of unrest in the region. We simply parked the bus in a spot that overlooked an ugly garbage dump and a distant view of a wall and buildings. Major disappointment, right? Not really, because I've learned to search for contentment, even in tough spots. The Apostle Paul learned the secret of contentment. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. And that's seen in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. The secret of contentment is a mystery to all of us at times. To be honest with you, this trip had a lot to do with overcoming some tough spots. I don't go on tours. I don't like following the crowd. I'm fiercely independent, but this trip was different. I had brought my eldest grandson to make up for a broken promise. 5 years earlier, I made a promise to him and I broke it. So I planned this trip on purpose to help me overcome my mistake and heal our relationship. Together, my grandson and I tried something different. Usually, tours made me feel uncomfortable, but somehow we found deep contentment and intimacy. Are you willing to try something new in order to heal a relationship? I have discovered it's not about a geographical destination, but an emotional and spiritual destination. I pray that you will find true purpose on your journey because you are a miracle. Now, y'all, I will elaborate on that a little bit later. The scripture that comes along with this is Philippians 4, verse 11. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. We need to learn to say thank you regardless, y'all. Like it says in Philippians 4 and 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So we have to be thankful about things. We got to learn to have a grateful heart when we wake up first thing in the morning. I try to say, thank you, Lord, for another day, because I want him to know that I'm grateful before we start mumbling about what we don't have and grumbling about what we want. We should say thank you for what we do have. I mean, no one wants to hear a complainer all the time. When someone comes to complain to you all the time, I'm pretty sure you'd be like, oh, all right, here comes Betty the complainer. She's always complaining. God doesn't look at us that way, but just think about it. Why would he only want to hear complaints? He does so many good things in our lives. And that's what we need to start recognizing and actually putting energy into what matters. And what matters is what we do have. Because you got to know, yeah, things happen in life, but good things happen too. It's not just bad things happening. And if you feel as though you've had so much bad stuff to happen in your life and you're not worthy of good stuff, you got to start speaking positive. You got to start being thankful and speaking positive over your life. As Zig Ziglar says, your attitude affects your altitude. And I'll touch on that a little bit later too. So y'all don't go anywhere. It's time for the announcements. After the announcements, I will be back with today's positive word, quote, and scripture of the day. Don't y'all go anywhere. I'll be back right after this.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Do you own a small business? Do you want to get your message out to a dedicated, loyal, and active audience? Then make WRUU part of your company's marketing strategy. Our listeners aren't just passively listening to us in the background. When your company underwrites with WRUU, you're getting their attention. And you're also supporting Savannah's only community radio station. It's an act of both self-interest and community spirit. Connect your brand with WRUU's passion, spunk, and hyper-local focus by choosing an underwriting package that fits your company's budget. Email underwriting@wruu.org for more information. Thank you.
107.5 WRUU in touch with Call to Care. Are you feeling isolated? Call to Care is a telephone reassurance program for seniors. Area seniors and college students are paired to have weekly phone conversations and build a meaningful friendship in these troubled times. Contact Call to Care at 912-478-0712 or email call2care@georgiasouthern.edu. Share your valued perspective with the younger generation. Call to Care. This reminder of the public spirit from Georgia Southern University and 107.5 WRUU, Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul. 107.5 WRUU, in touch with the United Way. We all know that these have been trying times for all of us, but there are quite a few of our friends and neighbors who have been hit particularly hard by the pandemic and business closures. And that's where the United Way of the Coastal Empire has been very helpful, offering support, but they can't do it alone. The United Way of the Coastal Empire needs your help now more than ever so they can feed, shelter, and provide other necessities for those who need it most. Every dollar you donate will go to helping your neighbors and their families. For more information about the United Way of the Coastal Empire, go online to uwce.org. This reminder in the public spirit from Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul, WRUU.
Now, and running through the end of February, Location Gallery at the corner of Liberty and Bull Streets is holding a 300 and under sale of original artwork. All purchases during this period will benefit WRUU. Gallery hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays and 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. You can also find and shop at Location Gallery online at www.locationgallery.net.
Hello, Radio Land. You are listening to WRUU LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
Southern stuff I like, like, like.
Miss Georgia Peach
Carolina, when you speak, your southern drawl makes me wanna know you more. Do you want a big family? Well, if so, I can handle it. A gentleman, do the very best I can. Provide for you, I know you wanna finish school. Intelligence is beauty. Girl, I wanna be your study.
I know just what you like.
Know just what you like.
I know just what you need. Southern loving girl.
Southern loving girl.
It's all you need from me.
All you really need from me.
I know just what you want. I know just what you need.
What you need.
Southern loving girl.
Southern loving girl.
I can set you free.
I can set you free.
All right, y'all. So that was Southern Stuff by Anthony Hamilton. Now, as I was looking up today's positive word, I was kind of torn in between which one I wanted to do, but then altitude popped out to me plain as day. And I was like, all right, that's what today's word is. God, you know, wants us to work on our attitudes. And I'm saying our, because I'm including myself. We all have room to grow. None of us in this world can say, honestly, that none of us have nothing to work on, because that would be totally not true. So incorrect. So think about what it is that you can work on to help your attitude be better. If you're one of those people that you walk into a room and you don't speak, maybe you could work on speaking. I was raised when you walk into a room, you speak. Some people I've realized are not raised that way. And it used to bother me, but now it doesn't. But if you're one of those people, maybe that could be a way you could work on your attitude. Maybe smiling when you speak to someone. When it comes to having a situation that makes you feel uneasy, it may make you angry, frustrated, irritated. How do you react? How do you respond? All these things can be taken into consideration. When it comes down to looking at things in life and your perspective, how you look at things also affects your attitude, which also affects your altitude. So the definition of altitude, there are a few different definitions. The one that we're really focusing on is a great height. The height of an object or point in relation to sea level or ground level. So it is basically the height of distance measured, basically, is what altitude is. So you measure how far you're going to go by how positive you decide to look at things. If you wake up with an ungrateful heart, complaining, thinking about yesterday, thinking about last year's problems and past mistakes from 10 years ago, how do you really think your attitude is going to be? How do you think fulfilling your destiny is going to be? You think it's going to be as easy as it would be to having a positive attitude and being grateful? No. If you start off your day murmuring, feeling some type of way, usually, unless you figure out a way to get yourself together in the middle of the day, your attitude carries that way throughout the whole day. So it's all up to us to say, all right, if I had an issue with someone, I'm going to have a good day regardless. You know, people, I heard the other day, I was getting irritated with some of the cooks in the kitchen. And I'm just being real with y'all. I was irritated because my appetizer came out after the main meal. And it was just like, what in the world? And, you know, I remembered, of course, we worked together. Let me not, you know, come off rude. But I asked, like, what's going on? Do I need to come back there and help do something or what? They may have thought I was trying to be funny. But we have to do what we know is necessary to get the job done. So if they're not doing their job, it puts me on edge because it affects my tips. So I was feeling some type of way. And I didn't want to take that energy to my table. So I had to, you know, whisper a little prayer real quick, take a deep breath, woosah, and let it go. Because am I going to let this affect me so much that I have a bad rest of my day at work? Which is what someone asked me. They were like, oh, is it just a bad day for you? And I was like, actually, no, it's a good day. This is just a moment in my day. Don't let nobody speak over your day either. Don't let nobody speak over your life. You don't have to receive the negative things that people say. Some people so used to being negative in their own lives, they may not even realize that they're being negative to you. And that is something I had to realize. In this journey of when you're working to be more positive minded, I will say you definitely have to learn to just channel out the negativity that people, the negative things that people say, you have to channel all of that out and only take in what you know is meant for you, what is good. Because if you entertain everything else, you'll always be in an uproar of telling someone else, like, no, you don't, that's not what's gonna happen. You don't owe anyone a whole explanation of why something's not gonna happen. And that is stuff that I was doing as I was working on my positive mindset. I remember telling one of my friends from school, we were going to the movies once, and I know she was looking at me like, what in the world? But she just used to be so negative to the point that I got fed up with it. I was just like, girl, when you get in the car with me, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear anything negative. And if you know that someone is always negative, maybe distance yourself from them. But being in an uproar all the time, because it was like I was on pins and needles every single time I was around her. It was like, boy, what's she going to say negative today? And if you feel as that way around someone all the time, if you feel as though there's never any positivity, they don't ever bring any good vibes and all that stuff, then maybe you just need to distance yourself. It has to be, you know, a way that we figure out how to love ourselves. Self-love is learning to say no and learning to distance ourselves when we feel as though someone does not mean well in our lives. And whether they mean well or not, sometimes they may not know that they're being negative, which was the point that I was making. This particular young lady did not realize a lot of times she would be being negative and putting bad stuff in the atmosphere. Like stuff that I'm not going to even repeat, because I'd be like, why are you even saying that? Girl, we're not going to talk like that. That's not funny. I was all up in the air every time I was with her instead of just distancing myself. We should have just kept it at a school level versus us trying to be buddies, going to the movies and doing all these other things together. So when it comes down to working on your altitude and how far you want to go, You cannot control what anyone else says. You can choose not to receive it, but you cannot control what someone else says. So think positive for yourself. And if someone says something out of the way or says something negative, or they try to speak over your situation, you can kindly tell them, no, it's all good. Everything is well. Just like I told the person that said, oh, it must be a bad day for you. I was like, no, it's just a little moment in my day. That doesn't mean my day is bad. So I'm saying all this to say, if you feel as though your day is going bad, you can speak over yourself to bring it back right. It's up to you to get yourself back on level ground. It's up to you to, you know, think positive so you can have a higher altitude, because your attitude does affect your altitude. How you look at things, your perspective goes a long way. You can go to a restaurant and be mad during COVID. You may say, oh, it's taking them forever to bring my food out. Or you can go with expectancy of, well, COVID is going on still, so they may be a little slow today. Let me go ahead and call in my order instead of waiting till I get there to order. You know, there are different ways to look at things. You could say, oh, I haven't gotten my business loan yet, so I'm just going to, you know, chill and work my 9-to-5. And then if it comes, it comes. Then I'll pursue my dream. Or you could say, hey, I haven't got my business loan yet, but I'm going to work for what it is that I want. And I'm going to do everything that it takes to get to where I want to be. You see how those can be? Those are two different perspectives. The same situation was presented. The same thing of, oh, snap, I don't have a business loan. What am I going to do? Am I going to work my 9-to-5 and give up on my dream? Or am I going to work my 9-to-5 and work on my dream? It's totally up to us. And that goes perfectly with the quote for today. Today's quote is by John Maxwell. And today's quote is basically talking about daydreaming and having a positive attitude. And it says, a dream without a positive attitude produces a daydreamer. A positive attitude without a dream produces a pleasant person who can't progress. A dream together with a positive attitude produces a person with unlimited possibilities and potential. So it's one thing to have a dream, but in order to see that dream become a reality, you know, there are accompanying actions that we have to take. And one of those actions is having the right attitude, y'all. We have to have a positive attitude. You can't fulfill your dream if you around here thinking negative. You can't even get done what you want to get done if you have a negative attitude, negative spirit. None of that is going to happen. I mean, what good possibly comes from you being negative? The only good that can come out of a negative is your pain from your purpose. Excuse me, your purpose from your pain. You can have went through so much in your life, but it can help somebody else. Somebody may say, oh man, I didn't have that growing up either. I didn't have a mother or a father. I didn't have a mother. I didn't have a father. They can say all these things. They can say, oh man, we didn't have much growing up. We were less fortunate. We ate cereal every day. We never ate out. Oh man, I've never been out of Georgia, but they still may choose to live their lives on a positive note, regardless to what they've seen. So it's up to us to change how we look at things. It's up to us to change our attitudes. Remember, your attitude affects your altitude. Be that dreamer that puts your dream with your positive attitude, which again will produce unlimited possibilities and potential. So tie the goodness into goodness and watch what it makes. Y'all, when Joyce was talking about gratitude this morning, I was listening to her on the radio on my way into the radio station. And she was saying that gratitude is the fuel for joy. So I'm actually going to share this quick devotional with y'all about gratitude and why it's important to have an attitude of gratitude. This is adapted from the resource Strength for Each Day by Joyce Meyer. Just as the food we eat turns into energy for our bodies, gratitude is the fuel for joy. Ungrateful people only see and focus on what they do not have. Therefore, they are never able to be joyful in what they do have. One of the best habits you can develop is to begin each day with true gratitude. Be specific and thank God and thank the people when appropriate for the blessings that they provide. So the question is, what are you thankful for? It is easy for us to find fault with our places of employment, but why not thank God for our employer and for giving us a job instead? It is also easy to find fault with the people in our lives, and most of us are quite willing to voice our feelings. But I have found that my joy increases when I purposely find the things that I appreciate and love about the people in my life and consider the blessings I would miss if those people were not part of my life. So the big question of this devotional, y'all, is do you desire greater joy? Who wouldn't want more joy? If so, I encourage you to increase your gratitude and it will turn into joy. The prayer starter for this is, Father, I have so much to be thankful for. Help me remember to be grateful and to say to you every single day that I am grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. When it comes down to struggling, y'all, you got to say what you're thankful for regardless. When it comes down to you wanting more, go ahead and say what you're thankful for. Even people who don't believe in Christianity or any type of religion know that gratitude is the way to go. So why is it that Christians and religious people see something wrong with writing down what you're grateful for? I've heard people say, well, what is that going to do? If you've heard of a Christian saying something like this, or another religious person trying to say something like this, and they may be trying to convince you of why their religion is the best, whatever the case may be, and they don't write down their gratefuls, maybe you should go and reevaluate who it is you're getting your resources from. Maybe you should go and read for yourself. Take out the time to educate yourself. Let's quit arguing and debating about stuff that we don't even educate ourselves on. And if you haven't educated yourself within a certain amount of time, like for instance, I came real close to having a big disagreement with someone about what I believed. And I wasn't trying to have a disagreement, but they were too busy trying to prove me wrong on what I was saying. And I got quiet because it was like, one, I'm not trying to argue. I don't want to come across as that, because God doesn't want us, you know, arguing with one another about what we believe in. But he does want us to educate ourselves. And what I had to realize is, oh man, if I'm not educating myself as much as I probably should, then let me be quiet again. One, because there's no sense in arguing and getting heated over something that, you know, what we believe and what I believe and what you believe, it's not something that we need to argue about. So I had to stop in that sense, as well as because I know that God is a good God. He wants the best for us and he wants us to get along. If we're too busy arguing, that is why people are divided today, because so many people believe in so many different things and feel so strongly about it to the point that we shun other people because of what they believe in. And that is why the world is divided. That is why we don't have unity now. God wants us to be unified, but we can't do that if we're debating and arguing about things. So it goes back to your perspective. You know, we just have to learn to say, all right, this is what you believe. This is what I believe. It is what it is. If you're going to change your perspective on how you look at things in your life, all right, like I said earlier about the business loan, either I'm going to work and still aim for my destiny and still aim for that business loan, or I'm just going to say, hey, the business loan hasn't come yet, so if it never comes, then I'm just not going to ever fulfill my dream. There's more than one way to look at things. Let's learn to look at the good things. Let's learn to look at the good things in life and see the positive in life, because your positive attitude affects your altitude. So whether you decide to have a positive attitude or not, it is so definitely affected by how you look at things. So gather your perspective, work on your perspective. When someone tells you something, think about it over in your mind before you respond. Think before you speak. That is what a wise person does. I love y'all so much. Gonna end it off right here. Y'all take it easy and remember that we can have joy. God said that he wants us to be joyful. He didn't bring us in this world to just work and be sad and feeling some type of way. So just know that everything is going to be okay. You got to know it. You got to receive it. Speak over yourself. Now go out and have a wonderful, blessed day. I love y'all so much. I'm Jessica Williams, and you've been tuned in to Zeal Real. Take it easy, y'all. Peace.